After nearly 4 months, Anchorage officials say they hope the canvass will begin to shut the door on a messy chapter in the city's election history. The canvass will be followed by final certification of the election later this month. Anchorage Assembly Chair Ernie Hall says it's important to make sure voters have access to the canvass.
What happens at the canvass is if you voted in the election and for some reason your vote was disqualified, you're notified in writing that your ballot is not going to be counted, and you have the opportunity to come to that canvass and protest your ballot not being counted. Maybe it's misunderstanding, you were not in the right district, or for whatever reason, but it gives you a chance to come in personally and say, no, you're wrong. I am an eligible voter and my ballot should count.
During the April 3rd municipal election, which included a mayoral race and a controversial equal rights initiative, polling places ran out of ballots and some people could not vote. The deputy clerk was fired and the clerk resigned soon after. The election was certified after a lengthy investigation of what went wrong. Then in July, officials found a bag of 141 uncounted ballots hiding in a closet on the first floor of City Hall. The new ballots will not change the outcome of the election. Next on the agenda, Hall says the assembly will question Dan Hensley, the attorney they hired to produce a report on the election, at a work session in September. One thing on Hall's list is Hensley's opinion on ballot distribution, something he disagrees with.
You know, he and in his first report said he still didn't feel that it was necessary to deliver all the ballots as long as the ballots were in strategically placed locations so they could easily be delivered where should they be needed. And I can tell you that the majority of the assembly disagrees with that opinion. We've got the ballots. They should be in the precincts, not someplace where they would be readily accessible. Readily accessible to us is in the precinct where the voters are.
Another topic he'll question Hensley on will be the Data Processing Review Board, which monitors the reliability of computerized voting machines. The board was disbanded in 2010. Hensley said in a July 24th addendum to his full report that the decision to disband the board was in line with what other communities had done. He added that the municipality may consider adopting one procedure used by the board, conducting random hand counts at precincts. Hensley will appear in person at a work session September 7th. The public may attend, but there will be no public comment period. The public canvass is scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday, August 2nd at City Hall. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.